This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. And I really do appreciate it. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. Andrew Kay joins us in the after the break. Always have a good time with her on the show. You know, they refer to her as dynamite in a dress. No kidding. I'm sure she's dynamite in a dress and pants and whatever. Never seen her slow down. Although, you know, she's got this insatiable appetite for donuts. And if I ate them the way she does, I'd be, I'm close. I'd be like 500 pounds. Really, serious. That's how bad it would be. Now, some of you sent me emails asking me, why I'm not at CPAC. And I got to tell you something. Just real simple. I am discouraged, disenchanted with the Republican Party and the so-called conservatives. There will be people there that I will run into or would have run into that would have infuriated me because everything that they do has nothing to do with the Republican Party. What conservatism is all about themselves. And they're not fighting for Trump's plan of America First. They don't believe in it. They don't like it. Takes money out of their pocket. Seriously. They jerked that guy around for 4 years. They didn't do what they wanted, what he asked them to do. Some did. Most didn't. So why would I go? Why would I? I know, I'm going to catch heck for this, but I don't care. Why would I hang around with them? They're not all phonies, but a good portion of them are. Some with immense power in the conservative movement are phonies. Again, I go back to, you look at what Kevin McCarthy said on the floor when he was talking about the what happened on January 6th. Look at how he kind of, sort of, buddies up to the president, but he's not sold out to the movement. Not to the president, but the movement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as you know, I'm from California. I would have to be going through airports and everything else. I would have to have a mask on the whole time for all intents and purposes. Then they want you to have a mask on. Florida is not mask-free. They're just not mandatory. And the hotel that they're having to function at, the masks are mandatory. Can't do it. I'm not willing to put up with that kind of headache. Right? I mean, lack of oxygen, and some of you already feel like it's enough of a lack of oxygen. But, hey, here's something to think about. If education systems should really give some thought about, why don't we get rid of things like Algebra 2, right, in high school? Let's replace it with real financial fundamentals, because we don't do that anymore anyhow. I mean, parents aren't teaching kids how to fill out a check, or, and don't tell me we don't pay by check. We still pay by check on some things. But to give you an idea of the fundamentals, how to balance the checkbook, how to know how much you have in here, not how to always borrow. There's a what is it? Is it Venmo or one of those? They kind of give you a little credit limit of some kind, or if you have a job, they give you a different kind of limit. Anyway, you know, you're constantly borrowing the money that you haven't even made yet, really, for the week. So replace it with basic financial fundamentals, right? Let's teach kids about careers. Let's not pound on college 98% of the time. A lot of people with college degrees are out of work right now. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people with college degrees that aren't even in the job that they went to school for. Teach kids about careers. Teach them about salaries. Teach them about credit and budgeting and, you know, taking out a loan. What does that really look like? What does it mean? Teach them about investing. Teach them where college debt actually puts you. See, that would fly right in the face of academia. Got to go to college. Even if you have to take out loans. There's loans and grants and everything else. Got to go to college because, you know, you'll just never feel good about yourself unless you go. Stop it. Teach them about buying a house, filling in taxes. We talk to my kids a lot. Sometimes they'll say something to me. I'm like, were you in a coma when I talked to you? So we need to do that. We need to teach them about finances, balancing the book, you know, looking at how much you make and how that fits into everything as a whole. Right? And nothing wrong with that. Well, I don't think there is anyway. But that's just me. You know, I was going to say I want to leave you with something, but I'm not leaving you, so. Anybody remember when Carmel, or whatever her name is? She was telling Joe during the debate that you'll do whatever the Chinese tell you to do. They gave your son over $1 billion. Right? Then she said that she believed all his sexual assault victim claims. What about when she did the interview talking about her concerns about his ties to the KKK? And she couldn't understand how he could defend multiple political allies who made their careers pushing for segregation. You know, like his best friend. He called this guy his best friend and mentor, Senator Robert Byrd. Remember that? And if you don't think that she can lie on a... I'm just really, with the change of wind, now, this is just, he's the greatest politician to walk into the Capitol. So either she's a liar, who's trying to discredit her opponent at the time, ruin his life, call him a rapist and racist, or she has sold out because of the position she gets. Either way, she can't be trusted. And is she a jewel of the Democrat Party? Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Yep, Andrew Kay joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
How can you not like this man?
Like the fella once.
Joe Masuda, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you head up to the website, look, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But let me get to my next guest. I don't have her on enough. I always enjoy when I have her on with me. And I said earlier, she's referred to as Dynamite in a Dress, but she's Dynamite in a Dress, Dynamite in Pants. She's just Dynamite, period. Andrea Kay, host of the Andrea Kay Show. And, Andrea, always love when you're with me.
Well, thanks for having me, but who do I go to complain about the introduction? You talking about Dynamite in my pants? Okay. Maybe you haven't gotten the memo, but the morality of the media police is coming for us, okay?
Oh, yeah. My God, it's going to get – people don't realize when you have the loons on the left and they want to cancel – the Muppets, right?
Yeah.
You've got a problem. And that's it. They want to cancel the Muppets. They want warnings put on the older Disney movies. You know, like Aladdin and, I don't know, there was a whole bunch of them. Lady and the mm-hmm. Tramp, because tramp is a derogatory term. Okay? I'm like, my God, what were these parents, what were the parents of these kids like? Peter Pan, Aladdin, The Jungle Book, The Aristocrats, Lady and the Tramp, Dumbo. I still don't understand Dumbo. They made fun of his ears or his weight or something. Swiss Family Robinson, all of these, they're going to put a disclaimer warning on them that they might be offensive to some. Really? I mean, can you smoke enough dope to have this make sense?
No, absolutely not. And let me tell you, Disney, y'all going along with this, at what point are they going to demand that you shut down your entire park? Because the Dumbo ride is still there. Swiss Family Robinson still there. Yeah. I mean, all these characters are at some part and as part of a ride or an exhibition or something going on at Disneyland. So Disney is like canceling itself. How dumb is that?
Well, they've been doing this for a while. I don't know if you remember, you know, back in the Disney stores where there were certain ties that were offensive or certain, they were quietly taking them out to appease. But this number can't be a big number. They might be big on Facebook or somewhere like that. But, I mean, this really has to be, and I don't know if you've ever seen any stories behind it, a very small number of people that actually shop at these places are complaining about this. Look at Mike Lindell with the pillow thing. How many people really care that they've been pulled out of these stores? I can get it online, free shipping, probably get it for less money and no tax.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know that it's hurting Mike Lindell. These people are ridiculous if they think that they're hurting him. I mean, I'll never go back into a Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, I mean, these, you know, retail, brick and mortar is already going the wayside because of the shutdowns and the lockdowns, and now they want to aid the left along in destroying business and giving it all to Jeff Bezos by banning a dude that, you know what I mean? But liberalism, you know, we got to give credit to Mike Savage. He was the first years ago, and I was never a fan of his, but he was right when he said liberalism is a mental disorder. When you are jumping on a bandwagon that's self-destructive, that's suicidal to, you know, in regards to killing off your own livelihood and your own business, it's kind of, you know, we've really reached the point of insanity in America. But I'm intrigued to find out that you know so much more about Disney, including the ties that are sold at a Disney store. Who knew this about Joe Garcia?
Yeah, I've got Disney ties because I used to like making some of the people crazy that used, you know, at the board meetings and such. So I would buy Mickey Mouse ties to kind of outwardly say, hey, this is how I feel about this meeting. Tasmanian Devil and those kind of things. I always wore those kind of things just to make people nuts. You know? Anyway, listen, I was talking about something before I brought you on, which it proves your point. You just said it a minute ago that liberalism is a sickness. I want you to think about something. Remember when Kamala Harris told Joe during the debate that you'll do whatever the Chinese tell you, right? They gave your son over $1 billion. She also said that she believed all his sexual assault victim claims. What about when she did the interview talking about her concerns about his ties to the KKK? Remember, his buddy, his friend, his mentor for life, Senator Robert Byrd. And now she says he's the greatest politician to walk into the Capitol. Mm-hmm. These people are either demented big time or just consummate liars.
Well, I think they're both. I think they don't have to be mutually exclusive because you are demented when you are joining forces with somebody that you just spoke the truth about who's evil. So she was speaking the truth in the debate about him, and it's demented that she is now lying and saying that he's suddenly so great because, you know, she wants to sell her soul for power. And it's demented because in the end, you know, these people need to understand that, I mean, maybe they're thinking that their own children, they're somehow going to outlive or their family's going to outlive the suffering that's going to take place on everybody if they're able to fulfill Barack Obama's plans, you know, to, you know, transform America into their Marxist utopia. But, yeah, I mean, and we know that the elites never really have to live under the weight of the tyranny. But, you know, there's still a very few at the top. So it's demented to think that they're going to there's also a part of complete ignorance too, because I don't know that anybody's ever accused, and you mispronounced her name, by the way, it's Kamala. I don't know that anybody's ever accused anybody in the Democrat Party, including Kamala Harris, of being particularly bright.
I call her Carmilla. I think that was her stage name before she got into politics. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. So. No, come on. I mean, it's almost like these people, they'll say anything or do anything, like she said about him.
Yeah.
All of them. They'll say anything and do anything in the office. Now, as far as them being ignorant, okay, I think people like AOC, ignorance, yeah, okay, runs rampant in her head. But as far as, you know, Pelosi and Feinstein and the rest of them, I don't think so at all. I think there's a plan there. They know what they want. They know how to get it accomplished. And they've never been able to pull it off until now. And I don't know how you know, I haven't talked to you about this, but Joe Biden is not our president. There is somebody else, a group of somebody else's, because there is no way in God's creation a man can't get through a speech, a 3-minute speech, let alone sign all those executive orders and really know what he's doing. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why he knew that the fix was in for him. All he had to do was, you know, fulfill his role. I think it was a payoff for cover for Hunter Biden. I don't even think he particularly wanted to be doing this. I think this was a way for him to get a pass for his kid. So he was content, you know, told, hey, you just sit in your bunker. We're going to get this for you. Time magazine laid out how they did it. All the different forces working behind the scenes. And, you know, I think Kamala Harris was handpicked by the Democrat Party. The person who couldn't win, she couldn't get past the first debate. That's how unlikely she was.
0% of people wanted her for president. Don't you love it? All right, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Andrea Kay, she'll be with us in your time.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published. And the housing market continues to be one of the most rapidly improving sectors of the economy. New home sales rose 4.3% in January, according to new data from the Commerce Department. That's up nearly 20% from the same time a year ago. The median price of a new home sold in January was down slightly at $346,000, but still is also up more than 5% year over year. Economists say that record low mortgage rates have helped push demand and prices higher. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This
one's back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring her right back on again. Always enjoy my time with her. Andrea Kay joins us, the host of the Andrea Kay Show. Where do they find your show, Andrea?
Well, they can go to andreakayshow.com and get all the deets. What I want to know is, how do you get away with playing that intro of, you know, dude, husband's going to file for divorce as soon as he gets his eyesight back?
The Marx Brothers. Some of the best lines are in the Marx Brothers. So, and I'm surprised I don't get more. You're right. I'm surprised I don't get more flack than some of those lines.
But see, the Democrats with their letter that they did, the media was like, what moral authority, you know, are you coming from? What morality are you coming from playing these conservatives? So I'm just letting you know that the Democrats have been coming after you, asking questions about your morality, Joe Medina.
They've been trying to remove me from several places for the longest time. I think I was the original Trump because I just looked at him and go, you know what, go pound sand. I'm not doing anything wrong. I think that's what more of us need to take the mindset that, hey, look, if we start sticking up, we start pushing back, they fold like a house of cards. But we don't push back. We get that up. Well, I do. But there's a lot of people that have that line that they're willing to go to and not cross over because they're afraid of their jobs or they're afraid of how they're going to be perceived. I'm to the point in my life where I go, hey, I don't care how you perceive me. I know I'm working for what's right for the kids, you know, in my school board role and or the people as a whole and getting information out to them. And you do the same thing. I know you do. I know you. You're getting the same information out to people that they can actually use. People like you and I scare the crud out of these people.
Well, you would think that the Republican Party would have looked at Trump and said, oh, look how brash he spoke on the campaign trail. Look at these tweets. He didn't just get elected, despite the Billy Bush tape, and party got elected because of it. Because the American people were like, you know, we're tired of you slick-talking politicians promising the world and delivering New Jersey. No offense to Jersey. we need some real-talking people. But no, the Republican Party didn't learn from him and say, this is how you push back against the lies against us in the media and the Democrat Party. We're where we are right now because the Republican Party, you look at this cancel culture, if this isn't new, this cancel culture was started years ago, Joe Messina, when anybody, when you were called a racist if you wanted to seal the border. Oh, you hate brown people. If you wanted entitlement reform, you hate poor people. You know, so this started a long time ago, and the Republicans did, like Liz Cheney today. We just got to make it clear that the Republican Party is not the party of white supremacy. Well, all that's doing is validating a false narrative and a lie.
That's right.
When you, it's like when Black Lives Matter and Antifa are burning down cities, you know, what's the Republican Party doing? Oh, how do we prove that America's not racist? We're going to reward Black Lives Matter with Juneteenth Day. I mean, it's insane.
Oh, but I have. See, this is why I scare Republicans, too. I'm all in favor of Juneteenth Day, okay? I think it's something we should make a national holiday. I think we should make it like the Rose Bowl Parade. We should have the Margaret Sanger. We should have the Margaret Sanger Brigade, okay, with all the Dems, really what she had, and all these, you know, piles of what appeared to be black aborted babies, because that's what it was all about for her, right? You see where I'm going? And the KKK, we should have the KKK Brigade with the big D sign on their chests, and then we should also have the anti-NRA Brigade. Throw it back in their faces. We suck at at calling them out for what they did. Can I say suck? I did. Okay, we call them out. They are the real racists, but why are we so afraid to say so?
Well, you know, Republicans have felt that, you know, a part of it is fear. Part of it is they just don't know how to, they don't know how to punch back. It's like you were talking about, you know, the white glove, you know, brigade. The Mitt Romney, you know, bringing a spork to a knife fight. And you would think that they would have caught up and realized that all it does is embolden. When you continue to hand your lunch money to a bully, they keep coming back for the lunch money.
Yep.
And it's been clear for a long time what the Democrats' long-term game was. You know, it's been death by a thousand cuts. If you give in and you give them an inch, they're just going to take a mile. And at this point, you know, I'm not really sure, unless the 75 million Trump supporters who are now being all declared domestic terrorists and insurrectionists, unless we band together and push back, I don't really know. I honestly thought, I just don't understand the big debate is revitalize the Republican Party and go third party. You know, didn't we try that with the Tea Party? Where did that get us? You know, we still got the Mitch McConnells, the Liz Cheney's controlling the show, and they're all about the uniparty.
See, don't you feel like Kevin McCarthy should have turned around? I am not a fan of Kevin McCarthy's. I haven't asked you about this, but, you know, Kevin McCarthy should have turned around and said, "No, Liz, that's not right." What did he do? He got embarrassed, so he cut the press conference, right? He said, and on that note, we'll leave. He should have turned around to her and said, "No, 83% of Republicans in the party still hold him in high esteem. You are in the minority, lady." I mean, why? Because he's not on board with Trump either. He's on board like Mitch McConnell was, but he's not on board.
Well, they're
go ahead.
Yeah, because they're all about the party. That's what they're about. They're about the party and they're about their power. They're their own little piece of power, their own little district. And, you know, if he cared about this country and cared about the 75 million Trump voters, that they're all taken for granted. And maybe they're taken for granted because they're in on the election deal. You know, so, you know, they're glad that Trump's gone, right? So, you know, otherwise, if they cared about this country, he would have turned back to her and said, like you just said, plus 75 million people voted for him, Liz Cheney. You don't represent them, and that's why 10 of your districts censored you, and the entire Republican Party censored you. But no, they did it in an anonymous vote. They supported to keep her in a leadership position, and she spit in the face of 75 million voters and her entire state.
An anonymous vote. You know, I served on a couple of boards here in Los Angeles County at the Republican Party, and every single time that they said, "Well, we're going to do a secret ballot," I go, "No, why? Let people know where you feel and what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing." That just gives that person that you're voting for and or against an out. And it was amazing to me. We are cowards from within our own party. To your point earlier, I'm not sold out so much in starting a third party, although the numbers would be fantastic. But I think what we should do, take back the Republican Party. We should go in there like bulldogs, stop letting them get away with what they're getting away with. Everybody's afraid that there's only an R&D, and so I've got to vote for the Republican no matter what. If a Democrat, if Nancy Pelosi went tomorrow and registered as a Republican, I wouldn't vote for her. Nothing would change. We have to stop. We have to actually make sure that these people are living up to the principles they said they were going to, don't we?
Absolutely. absolutely. One of the things that we can do is stop giving a dime to any Republican. Liz Cheney wants to run for re-election. Why would you give her a dime? Make her pay for her own campaign. These people that are currently in office have been still keeping their taxpayer-funded salaries, while they've not one of these Republicans I've heard besides Andy Biggs or just a handful have been pushing back against these shutdowns coming against us. I wouldn't give a dime to the RNC. I wouldn't give a dime to any candidates running for office. Make them self-fund. Why would you give them any money?
You know,
you withhold the money from him, and that might motivate them. That might be the way to change his party.
Well, you know, it's funny. The Republican Party in California just re-elected a never-Trumper, okay? And they knew it. They knew it when they went in there. The day before the election or a couple of days before the election, the president, the chairman of the Republican Party in California put out an email that said that, you know what, distance yourself from Trump, period. And I'm thinking to myself,
wow.
Really? Are you saying this is the Republican nominee for the country for president? We're the largest bank of Republicans in the country, and you're saying distance yourself from Trump. And they elected her back in again because nobody really understood that because we don't pay attention. You got my heart rate up. Anyway. All right, so you and I have been talking about this for years, and anybody in this business has been talking about this for years. And, you know, you look at the House Democrats now, what are they trying to do? They're trying to pressure the TV carriers and what have you to stop hosting Fox or OAN or Newsmax. That doesn't mean they shut them down because there are other avenues they can go out on. But this is something we've seen coming. And, frankly, there are no boundaries for the Democrats. They'll go to any length to shut down these, especially these three sources. And you had somebody on your show today. Feel free to talk about it. He wasn't really optimistic, was he?
No, it was Congressman Andy Biggs. And, you know, usually I have Congress people on my show like Daryl Issa and others, and they want to do the Pollyanna puffery. And he was like, look, I'm here to tell you, it ain't looking good. He goes, between the Equality Act tomorrow we're voting on and other measures, he goes, these Democrats are determined to, he said it's ultimately every bit of it is about centralizing control and power into the hands of the Democrats at our expense. And he says he doesn't think it's going to go our way with this media. He thinks they're going to win.
Well, the media isn't going to help us at all. You're right there. But, all right, we've got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Andrew Kay will be with us after the break. You'll see the real side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@thereelside.com. Remember, you can always head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the newsletter every weekend, or sign up to be notified by text alert. TRS, just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring her on. I enjoy my time with her, Angela. Andrea, I'm trying to turn you into Italian. Andrea Kaye joins me. And she does for time to time. I always appreciate her time with me. And Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me. And thanks, you played Bad Mamma Jamma. That was just for me, right?
You set that up for me. We went out of our way to pull it out of the file. So, you know, I'll just talk about the vaccination. You know, Fauci's all over the place. And again, I said this to people the other day. I said, look, if you're a stockbroker, can't give you bad stock advice, and you stayed with him, you're either a moron or an idiot, or you have more money than you know what to do with. Most people would run away. Here's a guy who hasn't got it right yet. But one of my listeners sent me, she said, here's 12 questions to ask. I'm going to throw some at you for me. I think you'll enjoy this. She said, when you sit down just before you get the vaccination, you need to ask a question. If I get vaccinated, can I stop wearing a mask? The answer, no. If I get vaccinated, will restaurants, bars, schools, fitness clubs, hair salons reopen and people get back to work? No. if I get vaccinated, will I be able to resist COVID? We're not sure. Right? Think about these answers you're getting. If I get vaccinated, at least I won't be contagious to others, right? Well, we're not sure about that either. We're not sure prevents transmission. If I get vaccinated, how long will the vaccine last? We don't know. If I get vaccinated, can I stop social distancing? No. If my parents, grandparents, and myself get vaccinated, can we hug each other again? Answer? No. So what's the benefit of getting a vaccination? I mean, seriously, when you ask them the questions, they look at you, right? And you know this because you've been in these situations, the left especially. They look at you and say, why are you anti-science? You can't answer any of the questions I just asked you. I'm sorry, science asks questions, don't they? You're hearing this all over the place. I know you are, right?
Well, yeah. Well, and you know what? And science is actually supposed to have answers, right? That's really what science is supposed to be about. Research is asking questions, and then you do testing, right, in the laboratory, and that's supposed to produce an answer. We're not supposed to have the government injecting us with substance without having the answers. Right. And instead, what they've done is they've shoved this out using the Emergency Use Act, which is supposed to be authorize experimental drugs to be used on the people when there's no other alternative. Now we know that they knew that there was alternatives. They quietly released the fact that hydroxychloroquine works and you can now take it, as well as inhalers and other things. No, they lied to us all along. Here's the answer, American people. They've been lying to you for power. Follow the money.
That's right.
But the American people have become so conditioned to the fact that a dude, the highest paid government employee is a complete loser, incompetent, political hack boob, and they still put their trust in him.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's been done to the American mind.
No, I shouldn't say this because I knew better, but they voted for Obama twice. So, I mean, I was amazed at how fast the American public gave up their rights. I mean, the two-week thing, I don't know what you felt about that. I said, okay, let them get a handle on it. Let them figure out what's going on. Got that. But what are we? We're coming up, and we're going into the second year now. And Fauci's talking about into 2022. You know, Johnson & Johnson just came out with their shot, right? And I don't know if you heard about the percentage, but it's a one-shot deal. So everybody's like, oh, good, it's only one shot. And it only guarantees, it's only effective 66% of the time, right? Are you people for real? And you're excited about this? You're lining up to take this? Oh, come on.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, in baseball, I'm not a baseball fan, but in baseball, that's a good percentage, right? At that. That's a good at that. But that ain't good percentage when it involves injecting myself with some unknown substance that's going into my DNA. But meanwhile, it still has a 99.7% recovery rate if you get it.
Yes.
So my immune system has a better chance of beating it anyway. So none of this makes any sense whatsoever, Joe Messina. So somebody said to me today, well, it was never really meant to be a vaccine. It was always meant, because we found out in San Diego today, somebody fully vaccinated caught corona.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, everything, all the questions you just mentioned earlier. So somebody said to me, well, it was never really meant to be a vaccination. It was always meant to give it to you, and then you'll get it in a lower, it won't be as bad. I don't think people are lining up to get this injection for the purpose of intentionally getting sick, just not getting it so bad.
No, and you've got medical professionals who, some are afraid to come out, some, God bless them, are coming out in big numbers and saying, look, I'm not getting this shot, all right? I'm not doing this because I don't believe it'll work, and I don't believe, you know, again, if we're supposed to be getting this for not herd immunity, but so that we can start taking our masks off and be together, they're telling us it's not going to happen until 2022. So why get this shot? Why risk this rush to get the shot with everybody? And again, you know, I really don't have as much faith in the American populace, maybe as I should, but they voted for Obama twice. You know, Clinton was president at one point in time, and a lot of them are going like lemmings along with Joe Biden.
We can't just put this on the Dems, though, Joe, because I have a lot of conservatives getting angry.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, you're right, American people, because there were conservatives that were angry at me because I was against the shutdowns from the jump. And then after 14 days, I was like, no mask, no distancing. This is tyranny. They've used this virus for power and for control. They continue to move the goalposts. They use the vaccines. They shut down and wouldn't allow anybody to take hydroxychloroquine and other ivermectin and other things so that they could keep the death rate high. Dangle the carrot of the vaccine out there. Now we got the vaccine. Now that's not good enough. It's all about just keeping us under control. Meanwhile, they know the clock is ticking on our economy, and they aim to crush it. This is Cloward Piven happening right now. Cloward Piven wanting to keep as many people and usher as many people onto the dependency class as they can, and just giving more and more power to D.C. And it's up to us. Somebody said to me a while back, look, don't put this on Trump. Nobody's going to come in and ride it on a white horse.
Yep.
This will be up to the American people to stop this. Scott Atlas said it. He said, we only get what we allow. And we need to be joining together and saying enough is enough. It's crazy.
Well, what I love now is that you're seeing quite a few people say, hey, if I had known this, Biden was going to act, I would not have voted for him. And I'm thinking, what are you, in a coma? I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
You saw what he did under Obama, and he thought all that stuff was great. And again, not to think that he wouldn't jump right back in and do that kind of thing, you're out of your mind. And look, let's just be frank about it, though. What is he? I think he's up to 50-some-odd executive orders. I mean, this was a man who said, you know, that was like a dictatorship. You can't legislate by executive order. He's jumped right in. Everything he said you couldn't / shouldn't do, he has jumped in with both feet, and he's moving, you know, the full steam ahead. I learned this week that by trying to cancel those contracts or canceling those contracts with the wall, we still have to pay on those contracts, whether the wall goes up or not. I mean,
well, absolutely. If you've ever hired a contractor to do anything, you don't just get to cancel the contract and walk away and not pay. No, but you know, getting back to those executive orders with Joe Biden or the voters, why would anybody be surprised? They all know that he has no cognitive ability. They know that he didn't even know what he was signing. He didn't even know where to put the pen. Bill Barr helped write those executive orders while he was sidelining Trump in December, who wanted to get his own done. This is, you know, I don't know exactly who's making all the decisions, but we know it ain't Joe.
No. There's no way it's Joe. Joe had to pull out, I played a clip earlier of him pulling a card out of his pocket. I carry a card everywhere I go. It gives me, tells me where I live and my emergency numbers where I have to call somebody. I mean, he was just rambling on about this card he had in his pocket. And he pulls it out and he said, as of yesterday, we had 571,030 people die from. I'm like, really? You had to go searching for that card and ramble on. You don't even know what you were talking about. Hey, the first part of a minute into this thing, I still didn't know what question he was answering. And when he pulled the card out, I had to put the clue together myself.
Yeah. And now we find out today, I guess there was some report that some Democrats are saying we can't, you know, he can't be the sole decision maker in sole possession of the nuclear codes. and so it went, what? He's the commander in chief. Like, that's kind of his job. And so even the Democrats, if that's where we're at with him, he needs to go ahead and step aside.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, it's going to happen at some point. Okay, how much time do you give it before Kamala steps aside?
I said earlier, if he lasts 8 months, I'd be really surprised.
Yeah.
If he makes it to the end of the year, I'd be really surprised. And I agree with you. I mean, the more pressure that's on him, think about this. This is the most demanding job on the planet. Okay, you can't go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. Sorry, Joey. Not going to work. And, you know, he gets in there, he gets a nap. I don't know when he gets rolling in the morning. But you know all those people are making decisions for him. You know that's exactly what you do. I'm not so sure everybody does. Some people think we're nuts right now, I'm sure. But there's no way that he's making any of those decisions. I just don't buy it.
Nobody does. He called a lid on it the other day when people were freezing to death in Texas last week. He called a lid at 9 a.m.
Yep.
He probably didn't even get out of bed till 8:30. He already called the lid on it at 9 a.m.
And he didn't approve every one of the areas for, you know, for federal help. Which, if Trump had done that, my God, they would be dragging him through the street. Listen, we got to go. Tell people where to find you again.
Go to AndreaKaser.com. Joe, thanks for having me. Thanks for the laugh.
Always a pleasure. I love having you on. People, a lot more coming up tomorrow. We're here every day. Hopefully, you'll join us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.